Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bonjour, you're listening to Charles Maratonoid. The worst French accent I've ever done in my entire life. I'm so sorry.
All of that was horrible.
You're listening to Charles Maratonoid. The reason I did a French accent was because we were in the capital city the other day. Loads of French families passed me. Oh, it's because I was at St. Pancras. That's why.
Wow.
I was around King's Cross. Went for a little walk. And it's just the most beautiful accent ever. And they're all dressed really well.
Not when you do it, but yeah. When real ones do it.
Families looked, the kids were lush.
Yeah.
Had a lovely glow about them. And they were just loads of them.
So I didn't know you were going to open the podcast like this because we basically never know how we're going to start the show. Podcast.
I didn't mean
show,
to go on that tangent, but saw some lush French families and I was like.
The kids were lush. Nice. They had a lovely glow about them.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think? That's a diet or maybe nice at sunshine and
I
stuff?
I genuinely think they might have just a nicer life over there.
Nicer
do you know,
life?
When you read statistics of like other countries compared to ours.
Mm. Here we go. Here's a lovely guest generalisation coming at you.
Just read somewhere that they retire at like 60 still.
Right, okay.
Or even younger.
Okay.
Ours just keeps creeping up.
Right.
What age are we? Well, we're self-employed, so we might be a little bit better. But what age are my friends going to retire?
And here we get to the crux of the matter. You want to
be. Well, I'm going to be pissed off if we're, you know, being self-employed. If I can retire earlier than my mates, claim me state.
Yeah.
And they're going to be still working until into their 70s.
You are not getting a state pension, no chance.
Why?
No chance, you will not be. I will fight tooth and nail to make sure you do.
I have
get
paid
a state
my
pension.
National insurance for years.
I'm not having it.
What?
You can pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You are not having a state
What's
pension.
It called when my mum used to say it was all the time when I was younger and I was working? Pay your stamp. Is it your stamp?
Pay your stamp.
Is it the National
that was
Insurance?
National Insurance, I think. I'll be honest with you, I don't understand any of that stuff. But what I don't understand even more is how does France have an earlier retirement age make their children glow?
Because they're happier.
Right, so them children know. Those children, those 6, 7-year-olds that you saw, they know they get to retire early, so they're just buzzing from 6 and 7.
No, their parents are happier, which thus makes them happier.
Right.
Because the parents are probably, you know, hitting their 50s and go, only got 10 years left.
This is the biggest
problem. We hit with 50s and you go, oh, I'm going to still be doing this in 20 years' time.
You're talking shit.
It's disgusting. My nana and granda retired. So my granda was 65, my nana was 60.
Right, okay.
And my granda, God rest his soul, passed away at 72.
Right.
Seven year of retirement until he died. What's the point? You work all your life and then you're going to have 7 years of dithering around the garden. Fuck that.
Right.
Give me longer. It's disgusting. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Sorry, everyone. The computer cut Rosie off during our rant there.
Yeah, fascist.
Is
that right?
you got that right.
Fascist
computer.
Good. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. I take massive offence with you claiming that your granddad dithered around the garden for 7 years, by the way.
Didn't get a chance, Chris.
Yeah, you might have been a fucking good gardener. I don't know. You don't know.
I can't remember.
You don't know anything about gardening, dithering. How dare you? If I'm fucking... When I get old and I retire and I've got me 5 minutes of retirement before I pop me clogs, right? If I do
minutes... Chris definitely thinks he's just going to die straight away.
If I do, as soon as I stop doing this, as soon as I've got... The 1 week that I've got a clear diary, I will drop down dead. Whatever age it is.
Do you know what's so funny? Can I tell you something? Right, I know this is an introduction, sorry. Right. I've been getting nosebleeds today, right? I've had a few nosebleeds. And I was in the shower... And I was like, what are these nosebleeds? And like momentarily my head went to, oh gosh, what if something like is really wrong with this?
Yeah.
I haven't said that to you yet because I know that as soon as I had a nosebleed this morning, you would have thought I had some sort of brain tumour.
Immediate thought.
It was.
It was. So what do you mean you haven't said it to us yet? You don't think I thought that the second you said you had a nosebleed, I was like, that's it?
No, but then
I was thinking, Rosie, I was thinking about how, what would I do? Would I do the podcast on mute? The minute a drop of blood came out of your nose, I was like, right, it's over. You don't know what it's like inside this head. It's horrible, man.
The reason I didn't say anything is because the kids were there. But I was like, I can't. Because if I went to you, do you think something's wrong? And I just know the face. Instead of going, well, no, of course not. You would be like,
huh? Yeah.
Deer in a headlight.
Yeah, it's what I just, yeah, it's what I do.
No, it's fine.
Momentary thing. Yeah, that's it.
I think it's
over.
I think it's actually down to the fact that Rafe just, he nutters in the nose all the time.
Yeah.
Just all the time.
He doesn't. That's the thing with toddlers. They don't get it. Like, they don't get that they're heavy, and they don't get that. Like, he does that thing, doesn't he? He does that thing where if you hold him under the arms and you lift him up and you're sort of sitting down, he puts his feet on your chest and kind of stands up straight. He's getting a bit too tall to do that.
I know he is. Just a bit
I haven't got Tyson
Fury. I can't
Fury
do it
reach.
Him.
Yeah, he does it to me, and I'm like, I'm like, you need to stop because I'm not long enough to hold under your arms. Yeah. And, you know, he'll learn the first time he falls and smashes his head off the floor. He'll learn. He might not. Don't do that again.
That's another thing about kids as well. We've my friends, Steph and Angela, have all got kids the same age. Mm-hmm. Fuck, it's horrible when they come round. Oh, my God.
I hate it so much.
Honestly, it's horrible.
I hate it so much.
It's horrible, Chris.
Chris, the girls are coming around with all the kids. See you later.
Even Robin leaves.
Anything. Yeah, I would do anything. I would literally do anything. Hello, for me agent. Hello, is there an outdoor fish and chip van that needs more sales? I'll stand and shout for them. Get your fish and chips. Yeah, yes, Chris Ramsey off the telly. You want some fish and chips? I'm getting £3 an hour for this, and I'm not bothered because I'm not in the house with that collection of fucking shitheads. Get your fish and chips. Yeah, I know it's raining, but you still want fish and chips.
It's so bad. I'm tempted, you know. I was tempted to like leave a recording on and then edit it all together of just how many conversations get stopped and how many times we have to tell the kids off and how many times we have to stop them from fighting. All they do is fight.
Yeah,
all they do, mine, yeah. And all they do is argue. Mm-hmm. All they do is want. They just eat constantly.
It's like a plague of fucking locusts have come.
It's hell. It's actually hell. But we're trying to do it every other Saturday, so we'll go to each other's houses. It's everywhere. It's not anyone's house particular. They're just horrible everywhere. But, you know, when you're like, we'll keep doing this because we want them to be close because they're really close in age and we're like, they will be close. And sometimes it's nice to have a conversation with your best friends,
well,
isn't it?
I it was nice to try and have a conversation
with your best friends. Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
I remember Saturday they came round ours and I went upstairs to get ready. Took extra long poo.
Yeah, I know.
Took a long, long time on the toilet. Had the red marks across me bum, on me knees,
nice.
Off me shoulder, off me elbows, the lot. Shoulders? Yeah. my legs over me shoulders, really squeezing that out at the end of a chew of toothpaste. And I remember I was just heard downstairs. And I was sitting there and I was like, fucking these goons. Who's fucking kid is that? It was Rafe.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah, I worked out it was Rafe after
he's
about
one
three
of the worst ones.
Like, oh, yeah, he's the instigator.
Yeah.
He winds them all up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, horrible. Absolutely horrible.
I know.
Oh, God. But
and then they all want to go outside, but I don't want to go outside with them. Yeah, no, none of them want to go outside and play with them, so they just stand at the door. All of them were at the back door at one point, like looking outside, and I was like, you can fuck off, it's raining. You'll go outside for 5 seconds, you'll all fall over, you'll have wet clothes, and you'll all have to borrow clothes, and I just thought, no, you can stay inside.
That's Rafe's thing at the minute.
Spoiled little twat.
That's Rafe's thing at the minute. He wants to go outside.
Side.
Go outside. Piss and rain, everything's fucking soaking. You get him ready, he falls over immediately like a fucking penguin.
Oh,
and he's
time.
Just soaking, and you've got to bring him back in and dry him all off.
And he's cries like, when you get him
cries because he was cold, and then you go, fucking.
Going outside is not that good.
Anyway,
when are you going to get this?
Look, it's fine. It'll all be over soon. We'll all be retired at 68 or whatever they're changing it to.
Oh, and 2037.
It's going to be
that's,
what?
It's going to go 68.
68. Work until you're 68.
Disgusting.
Fucking crikey Moses, man.
I know.
Listen. Yeah. Play that jingle and let's have some proper good whinging.
Let's do it.
Oh, no.
You didn't do a sponsor
it's
last
time
week.
For this week's sponsor. I didn't do one last week.
Nah.
Did I not?
No, I mean, some would think that you were getting rid of it. That would be nice.
I did do a sponsor last
I'm
week.
I'm sure you didn't because somebody tweeted me saying you didn't do a sponsor.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to quickly consult my notes. This will take a millisecond for you guys, but as long as it is to verify for me, it'll take me. I've opened the wrong file.
Oh, Jesus. Just to let you all know, I'm trying to dry my hair naturally for a little bit. It's really cold in here.
Yeah, I didn't do a sponsor last week.
I know you didn't.
Hey,
we
guys.
Honestly, we're going to be on the streets.
Hey, welcome to Double Sponsor Week.
No, no.
Yeah, you did this. You did this.
You know, there's got to be a break at some point, you know?
What do you mean?
Honestly, they're at our, them sponsors, they're at our, the real sponsors that actually pay with mortgage, they're at the door. They're banging down the door because you're taking so flipping long.
Eh?
We need an advert.
These are the real sponsors. How dare you?
Go on, just to go through. Is my nose bleeding? No.
Oh, God.
God. Oh, shit.
It's just running because this room that we're doing it in is freezing because we've turned all the radiators
on. I've got wet ears. Well, I'm so cold.
Oh my God.
I'm going to be ill.
Smells like a wet dog. Right. Okay. You ready for this week's sponsor? Do you want this? Right. I'll keep one of them for later. Do you want this week's sponsor or do you want last week's sponsor? Step right up.
I want last week's. Just as well. There was a dog on the train yesterday. It stunk. Did you smell it?
I didn't see a dog on the train.
Yeah, there was. It was lovely little dog, but it fucking stunk.
We sat on the train for 3 hours. There was a dog, and you didn't tell me there was a dog.
It was a really cute little dog, actually. It had
Why didn't I see the dog?
It was when, you know, like the French people that I seen that were really gorgeous. This man looked a little bit, I don't think he was, I think he was English. He looked a bit French, though, and he was dressed like really nice. And then his dog was dressed really similar.
And was his dog, like a little, was his dog really bulldog. Happy because it knew that its master was going to retire early?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, he stunk.
Your theories are horse shit, by the way. Yeah. Just in case that didn't come across him when I was picking it apart before. Your theories are horse shit.
Well, who knows? Yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm telling you, I know. They're horseshit.
Well, look around the kids. Right. Miserable as sin.
Yeah, none of them understand.
All the UK kids, none of them understand. Miserable. Because their parents have got to work.
None of them understand.
Forever.
Listen, this week's sponsor is... Yes. Accidentally making eye contact with the driver next to you at the traffic light.
Oh, I hate it.
Oh,
hate it forever.
Look left. Oh, God, we're making eye contact. Oh, do I have to have car sex now? Oh, I feel sick. I didn't mean to look. I don't want to race. I was just looking. Oh, now I'm pretending. Now I'm going to look at your wheel. Now I'm going to look at your wheel and your front wheel and your back wheel. And then I'm going to turn back.
It's always better when you catch them picking their noses or something.
Oh. How do most of my nose picking in the car?
I know you do, but you really shouldn't. We'll chat about this before.
Yeah.
It's not the place to be picking your nose. Listen. I'm very conscious of when I'm driving.
Right.
Although I do have sometimes have a little fanny scratch.
That's why we've got that glass door installed on your
car, a little funny
so that
scratch.
The world can see,
especially
that.
when you got
like a crotch showing Pope mobile.
Oh, imagine. When you got jeans on and then the little bit in between gets right in there.
It honestly, there is nothing more mortifying than making eye contact with the driver next to the traffic lights. It's horrible. It's a horrible experience.
I don't know why.
Have you ever done the stare at the front wheel? That's quite cool.
No.
Just stare at the front wheel until they get really upset and then just be like, oh, just look worried. Stare at the front wheel and just look worried like something terrible's happened.
And then look at them
and then like look at the front wheel and be like, oh, God.
No, because then that's going to make them panic.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? They shouldn't have made eye contact with us. They knew what they were getting themselves in for.
Is that your sponsor?
That is the sponsor,
Oh, fuck me. Yeah. Ooh.
Wow.
Wolves are out tonight.
Oh, sorry. Shall I just spend 5 minutes whinging about pensions and talking about me dead grandad in the garden? That'll get everyone laughing.
Oh, don't. That's upsetting.
You did talk about your granddad.
I didn't say dead granddad, though. That's
sorry. I don't like
that.
Talk about your alive granddad in the garden.
He's not alive. No, but don't. Just it sounds really very definite. Like, I know he is, but when you say it in a sentence, it's really upsetting.
Okay, I apologise. I'll try again. Talking about your living challenged granddad in the garden. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Play the jingle.
Oh.
Everyone, I'm sorry. That wasn't cool. I'm sorry.
That's really horrible.
I'm sorry.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Sincere apologies from the Shag Maradonoi team. That was very, very inappropriate of Chris Ramsey. But that's his dark sense of humour. And I laughed, so I'm
do you know what it is? As we just said when we were paused there, I said, you were like, is that okay to say? And I was like, well, you know, your nana made that hilarious joke back in the day that I think we've said on here and I've used on my stand-up where she said a dishwasher she needed a new dishwasher because her last one had died, and she was talking about, yeah, she's talking about her husband, because, you know, and it is coming all over, you know, pension for retirement for 5 minutes and then all day. But I said to you there, I said, oh, sorry, it's coming all over. And do you think about it multiple times a day? Because I do. But you said you don't.
No. Oh. You honestly, right, you think about dying multiple times a day.
In what? Over 10.
What?
Over 10.
In what way?
Just in, oh God. I'm going to die one day.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow, should I? And I don't.
No, I wish I didn't. I have to force it out of my head. I have to something. Do you ever hear us make a noise? We're watching something last night. Oh, here we go. We're busy watching
How to Get Away with Murder.
Got Away with Murder. That's that Viola Davis one. And Stormzy.
Was that Stormzy?
And, Stormzy and Dave. Song called Clash. Amazing. So we were watching that, and there was a moment where something happened, and I went, eee, like that. Out of nowhere, I went, eee. And you went, what? And I went, oh, she's got no look, has she? The got no look, has she, I had to make up in me head, because the E wasn't about the show we're watching. The E was pushing the thought of what happens when you die out of me head.
So what had happened?
I was thinking about what happens when you die, and then everyone says...
Is it how you're dying or just...
No, it's the fact... I'm about to tell you. So it's okay. when people say, what happens? You know, and you talk heaven and hell and all that stuff. But then when people go on, it's nothing. Like, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just, you didn't know anything before you were like here. And you're just nothing. It's just gone forever. Mm. And I think about the idea of nothing forever. And I think, but what? But where am I? Where do I go?
Well, why do you think I'm clinging on to my Catholicism?
Right.
For dear life?
I swear to God,
because
I might,
at least...
Know.
You know, there's something.
Bit of comfort in it. But I do, and I go, and I get like a weird thing in my head, and I get like a panic. I honestly feel like if I think about it long enough, I'll pass out.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like a real, I'd love to hook myself up to like either a blood pressure or some kind of heartbeat monitor or something that manages your measures your stress levels and puts them on a screen. Because if I think about it hard enough, I think I could blow a machine up. Like,
seriously, I didn't know you thought about death that much.
All the time.
But yet you do a lot of things that put you in danger of death. Do you know what I mean?
You've got to own it.
See, I never really think about dying.
What do I do to put in danger?
You've done 2 skydives.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Bring it on.
You go on Segways and that. You fucking. I've caught you.
To be fair, the guy who invented the Segway died on a Segway.
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. I think I.
You shouldn't have told me that.
I'll have to verify that. No, not them ones. The one with the handles.
One with the handles.
I'm 99% sure. The guy who invented them or someone to do with Segway.
No.
Went off the end of a cliff on a Segway and died.
Fuck. You might have told me that before.
Yeah, I think I may have. But yeah,
oh gosh,
what other? Come
tragic.
On, oh, yeah, I'm getting turned on here. Tell us what other dangerous stuff I do. Come
well,
on.
I caught you, and I've caught you several times now, and you need to pack it in because right. We've got a TV show coming up. I've caught you doing backflips on the trampoline outside.
Just showing off in front of my nephews.
It's ridiculous.
They were, in my defence, they were very impressed.
I mean, it looks quite good, but you could break your neck and die.
Okay.
So for a man who worries about death a lot, you don't half put yourself in the face of death.
I don't worry about it. I think about it. I think about it a lot, right? I think about what happens and when it's coming and the fact that everything I see everything, anything. And, you know, the other day, there's a fruit and veg shortage. Oh, God! Like, everything just pushes us into panic mode. Do you know on Inside Out where they go inside... The Pixar film where they go inside the boy's head at the end and he sees the girl and they're all just running around screaming. That's my little
That's
guys
your
in
head.
Head all the time. All the time. And then a moment of chill and then, and then like a clickbait can get us. Anything can get us.
I still think you need to take medication.
Well, that's nice. Just medicate. Should we medicate the nation, shall we?
You suffer really badly from anxiety to points where it really can cripple your life, right?
I told everyone I'm scared of the wind now. Is that what I've mentioned?
I think I put it in my beef because I thought, you know, it's a genuine fear that you've got.
Frightened of the wind now.
Windxiety. He's got... Every time it's windy, Chris just turns into a shell of a man.
Anxiety.
Oh, fuck me. You need something. You need, honestly.
Nah. Look, everyone's just trying to medicate us. It started.
But
just
you've never
trying
even
to medicate
tried
us.
It. Nah. You've never tried it.
I'm all right, man. Don't worry.
You're not all right. You're not all right. Listen. You don't meditate. You don't do anything.
She's trying to meditate us. Look, I'm going to tell you right now why I don't meditate.
Why?
I'm going to tell you right now. Rosie, I'm going to go and meditate for half an hour. All right, no bother. 5 minutes in. Chris!
Well, right.
What are you doing?
Right, listen.
Are you not finished your meditating yet?
I'll stop you right now.
What?
I'll stop you right now.
Chris!
Listen. Nobody with two young children's meditating for half an hour. I'm not have that.
There we go. Like, right,
50,
right,
you can have 50.
Do you see what I live with? She just told us I don't meditate, and I told her I don't because I don't get time, and then just talking.
Because
back
I'm sorry. No, you would stop meditating, and then you'd be like, the only time I can really meditate is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. This is the only time. Well, Chris, but the kids, that's the time when it's the only time I can meditate. Yeah. How about a Wednesday afternoon when you don't have much on? Can it? I can it. I'm just snowed under with all my anxiety. It's too much.
Yeah.
But on
windy,
a Saturday morning when I can
hour.
Get away from the kids, that's when I'll meditate. Go fuck yourself. You dick. You think I was born yesterday, didn't you? Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my meditation CD. Just relax and close your eyes and just check in with every part of your body. Just see where you are. Just breathe in and out and just listen to your breaths.
Chris! My nephew's wanting to do a backflip on the trampoline!
Chris!
Double standards.
Chris, I can't reach the coffee beans! That radio that's making that noise again, Chris!
That's your favourite one, eh? That's your favourite one.
You're going to put me prints up! You're going to put me prints
still
up
haven't
on
put
the
me
walls.
Fucking prints up.
You don't know where you fucking want them,
I
right?
I do, I could tell you right now.
Bollocks.
But you are putting it off.
Bollocks.
Putting it, my walls are bare. Bare. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, listener, how are you? Great. Now listen, while listening to
ew,
this...
Ew, ick. What just happened?
I'm just trying.
I'm so sorry, I don't know what he's doing right now.
I'm trying to make it sound like a little advert.
No, that's nice.
I was listening to another podcast the other day, the only other podcast that exists, and then they stopped doing it, so we're still the only one. But they said on that podcast, we haven't asked people
who's
for ages...
Which one are you talking about?
Ah, just some piece of shit. They said, and I forgot to do this, guys, while listening to this, on whatever app you listen to, if you can just click the follow button, that would be amazing, by the way. Because it helps us massively. It takes you 2 seconds. We're not asking you to go on anywhere and vote, although that will happen again soon. But just click the follow button and then you get reminded, because we dropped some extra episodes recently.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if everyone saw them because you might not have had your notifications on. Because it is easy to just go on and find the podcast or look in the charts. We're always there, obvs. Just click follow.
So what, you don't do like me and know what it's called and just type it in every week? You're fucked.
No,
follow.
You've got to follow. Click follow. Oh. God almighty, click follow.
No, I do with some.
Yeah,
I should
please.
With more.
On all your little apps, click follow and you get all the little notifications. We don't release extra ones all the time, but now and then there's a little bonus one.
I'm actually looking for some recommendations or some new ones.
Oh.
Some true crime ones. I'm running low.
Yeah, yeah.
Make
sure you give us some really good ones because, it just keeps our suspicion levels up around the house quite nicely, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I thought I heard someone pissing in the bathroom the other night.
Oh.
Do you remember?
Right. Oh, we'll have to talk about this, actually. Yeah, so you said in the morning, you went, I thought I heard someone in the bathroom last night. Now, the bathroom is at the opposite end of our bedroom to the door.
Yeah.
So I said, why would someone be in the bathroom? No windows in there.
Mm.
I said, why would someone be in the bathroom? And you said...
What did I say?
You said, waiting to murder us.
Yeah.
And I said, so they've come in specifically to murder us.
Yeah.
And then they've stood over the bed with a knife and they thought, quick piss first. quick piss in that ensuite right next to their fucking bed.
Fight or flight.
But you two are fucking getting it once I've emptied this bladder.
I did, and then I looked in the bathroom, but I didn't look in the shower like properly.
It's glass.
So then I got back into bed and I was like, I didn't properly look in the shower.
Right.
Is someone still there?
Right.
I think
so hold on. They were pissing in the shower.
Oh,
fucking I'll kill them.
Still don't know what it
bastards.
Was. Still don't know what the noise was. I think it's since the Michael McIntyre thing, you know.
Yeah.
Just how easy it is.
Well, no. You facilitated their entry into our house massively. You turned off cameras. You turned off alarms. You opened the door for them. You turned off panic buttons.
Fair enough. But I mean.
Like, come on.
Still weird though, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
I watch too much. I listen to too many things.
Yeah, but you still want recommendations on them, everyone. It's the suspicion. When we were on the train yesterday, yes or no, dead quick, we were on the train yesterday and the old gentleman sitting next to us got up to go to the toilet and you, for a moment, couldn't find your phone and you went, where's my phone? Have you got my phone? It turned out you were sitting on your phone. For a moment, did you think that the old man had stole your phone?
No.
Ah, okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
Do you think that's what I thought?
Yeah, you just go to suspicion levels. It's so strange. You go to suspicion levels all the time. You're really suspicious of everything. It's
You've got to be. I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't
anyone. It's lovely hearing that from your business partner in crime, mm-hmm. partner in double act, love mm-hmm. of your life, mother of your children. Don't trust anyone.
Don't think you should.
You.
I think the only person you can rely on is yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't. I really. I think it's just deep trauma. You don't trust me,
do you?
What do you mean?
You don't actually trust me.
I don't trust anybody.
You don't actually trust me, though.
In what respect? I trust you with my children. I trust you to look after my kids.
You don't trust me, though, do you?
In what way?
Do you trust us?
I don't understand what you mean.
Do you, like, right, okay, it's a random morning. Uh-huh. I get you in the car, I put a blindfold on, I say, do you trust us? You see, and I drive you for 4 hours somewhere blindfolded. Do you trust us?
No.
Why?
Because people screw people over right, okay. all the time.
Okay.
When they've been married for years and years and years. Yeah. And I love you. I really do love you. I promise you. Mm-hmm. I love everybody in my life. But do I trust them? No, don't. Sorry.
So even then, I know you don't trust us. So even
I do to an extent.
But even then, the fact that you loved us sort of was better. But then you followed it up with, I love everyone in my life. So I'm now on a level playing field.
No, I do. I love my mum and dad. I love my brother and sister. I love my best friends. I do, but...
Do you trust me more than you trust your mum?
No.
Wow. Wow.
Am I meant to?
Yeah.
No, because I've only known you since I was 20. How old? 27. I've known my mum my entire life.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Well, you know.
But I trust you enough.
Right, okay.
I do, I sound terrible right now. I do trust you, hence why I'm in a relationship with you and I'm married to you, right? Mm-hmm. But do I think that maybe one day you could screw us over? I think everyone's capable of that. I'm getting really serious here. I think everyone's capable of screwing somebody over.
Yep.
So I just never fully ever... Sorry.
Brand new from Wondery. Everyone's capable of screwing everyone over.
By Rosie Ramsey.
Interviews with Rosie Ramsey.
I just don't trust anyone. I tell my mum. I've known my mum my whole life, but I've only known you since you were 27.
Coming soon. Wherever you get your podcast.
Don't know because...
You fucking asshole.
No, listen to me. Listen to me. You have sneakily lied to me about loads of stuff.
No, yes, is your thing.
Yes,
you claim that I lie all the time.
You do? About really weird little shitty things?
Yeah, to not get told off.
Right, okay. Then, well, okay, then add up to the point where I go, you could just lie to me.
Stop being such a fucking battle axe, right? And chill the fuck out. By the way, can we also talk about...
I feel really bad. I genuinely love you and I do trust you.
Yeah, okay.
Only to an extent, though.
2 hour journey with a blindfold, would that work? 2 hour journey with a blindfold?
Yeah.
2 hour journey.
I think it would be something... The way that I feel about you right now, I think it would be something lovely. Really nice, little picnic or something.
Okay.
I think it would be something dead sweet, but who knows, one day you could be taking us to me death.
Yeah.
Because we're sick of each other, right?
Go.
And people turn on each other.
There we go.
And the sooner that you realise that, that's what you should be anxious about. Fuck the wind.
What?
You should be worried about people fucking your own.
You fuck us over. You're joking, aren't you? I'm a pristine white belt in BJJ. I'll snap your fucking arm off and hit you with it.
See, there he is.
Come on! I'll fight you! The real him.
Oh, that went really deep then, didn't it?
Can we just round this section up? Because we were on the train yesterday. We've been to London. Mm-hmm. Big love to Acast. We went for a lovely little meal with the people
from
Acast. We
did.
Acast.
That was
time.
Nice. Nice guys.
The gentleman on the train next to you on the way back was of a certain age. Lovely man. You know, dressed in a suit.
Are you
going to
talk about the bacon sandwich?
No, I'm going to talk about the fact that we sat on phones, emailing, watching stuff.
Oh, my God. Did you notice this as well?
I looked out the window for the whole journey.
Three hours.
Like a fucking killer.
No, like, Chris, I really don't want to generalise ages.
I was jealous of him.
No, I've sat next to loads of people, older
generation, yeah.
They can just sit and not do anything for hours.
Out the window. It was, I kept looking at him. And he kept looking, and I thought, Did not make you feel bad?
It made me feel
well,
about
Well,
those
part
tiny.
Of us, I thought, I was like, I think he wants a conversation here. He probably thinks you talk to strangers and shit. He's probably going to get off and go, I sat next to these two fucking knobs. And
well,
they're
I was
just
watching
glued
my iPad
to the phone. I mean, you had an iPad. At one point, you had an iPad, a laptop, and a phone in front of you.
Oh, man.
So he must have thought, oh, Mrs. Goodcrack. Yeah, she is.
I'm mental.
Yeah.
I can listen to a lot of things at the
same
time.
I just had me phone.
Yeah.
But he was... He just sat there.
I know.
And sometimes he was looking at the window and sometimes he was just looking
he had
at the,
a little sleep.
In front of him.
Did
he
have
a little
sleep,
well?
I did notice that.
God, I mean, he's lovely, very well-spoken, really nice
Chris,
gentleman. But
it's us that are knackered. We're the shit ones.
What have we done?
We're fucked. Like this, our generation, our kids' generation. Jesus Christ, they're not. Robin.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a tablet during the week because we've banned his iPad and his Switch after school because he just it's just too much, yeah, right? Yeah. So we've banned it, and it's been for a good few months now, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He does but Saturdays and Sundays.
He's so fucking bored.
Oh.
And all he does is go around the house going, I'm so bored. And I'm like, well, you can be fucking bored.
He's full of shit, though, isn't he? Last night he was like, I'm bored. I want to take you swimming. He went, no. I was like, do you know how fucking good swimming was when I was a kid, you little shit? That was fucking amazing, man.
That's how spoiled our kids are. Imagine your mum and dad. What day was it? Tuesday?
On a Tuesday night
saying, do you want to go swimming? Do you add a shimmy?
That's when I'd think they were driving us somewhere to kill us. If my mum and dad said to me, we're going swimming on a Tuesday night, there's the suspicion. I'd be like, I beg your fucking pardon. I'm sitting in the back. None of you cunts are sitting behind me. I've seen The Godfather.
I'd be like, what month is it? It's not your birthday. It's not your birthday. It's not my birthday. What's happening?
Am I dying, Mum? Am I dying?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for What's Your Bee?
What?
Jesus. Oh. Wow.
It's why I'm getting nosebleeds.
Ah, yeah, it's all the tension.
I know.
Probably getting nosebleeds off all that shouting you did last night.
Who was I shouting at?
Me.
When?
When we were going to bed.
Yeah, we did have an argument.
The fuck off. We didn't have an argument. I said one thing and you fucking went absolutely off it and I stood there bewildered.
Oh, but did you?
Bewildered.
Do you remember? I couldn't shout very loud though because the kids were asleep.
Yeah, you were doing so that whisper, like, shouting.
You fuck off. You go fuck it. Oh, I was very... Sorry, I did apologise.
You did apologise this morning. I tell you what, we'd have had a frosty day if you hadn't apologised because I woke up still fucking fuming like... Fuming.
But sadly, I'd forgotten all about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do that, yeah. Dick. Well, you haven't, though, because you apologise.
I did apologise. I can apologise because I know that I was in the wrong, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Still don't trust you. No, I do or don't.
Anyway, listen, it's time for beefs. Come on. We've already had a go at each other, but let's do it more.
Why not, eh?
I'm going to go straight in with my beef.
Oh, go on then.
Just a little one, little fun one. Mm-hmm. I've got some really serious ones in the bank here. But I've held off on them this week because we did have, well, you did have a blaring argument with yourself last night and I was just in the way. Awful.
It's like an audition.
I don't know if it's a gender thing. It might not be everyone.
Probably will be.
Do you ever have, does your partner ever just fly off the fucking handle and you have to just stand there and go, well, this isn't me. I've started this, but this isn't about me. This is about them. So they're angry
had nothing to do with you. I was just in a bad mood.
Yeah, and you were stressed about having to go to bed because, you know, Rafe bothers you all night.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
It's because
every night
I go to bed and I love him so much. I love him with all my heart.
Like, you love him so much, but he loves you too much.
He just won't leave me alone. And I'm so tired. And he's really... I look haggard as fuck because I'm just not sleeping enough.
Mm.
But this too shall pass. Yes. He's only two and he's just going through a little bad sleeping stage. He gets up every day at 5 o'clock and he pulls my hair and it's Like, I'm being tortured, but it's fine because I just love him so much. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fine. But yeah, so that's, I'm sorry. You parenting. Got the brunt of that.
I did, yeah. I did. Yeah. Anyway, look, got a little fun one for you. My beef with you this week is I was disgusted the other day. I turned around and looked at you in the kitchen. Now, for some time, you have just opened up a pack of ham and just started eating ham from the packet.
Oh, God, I love ham. Slice by slice,
like fucking Tony Soprano.
Yeah. But he eats better ham than me.
Oh, yeah, he was like getting out. And it was in that.
Strammy.
Like, well, it was in the paper, like the delicatessen paper, his stuff. God. Yours is just.
Smoked ham.
Just like packets of ham, big piles of ham. The kind of ham that when you open it, it smells like a fart in the packet.
That's
the kind of ham you
chow on. So you know it's
a
good
on.
Stuff.
Yeah. The other day, you got a bit of ham. And I watched you, and I thought, "What you doing with this?" Mm-hmm. And you held it like a little taco in your hand.
Yeah.
You went to the fridge. Mm-hmm. You got a bottle of salad cream.
Yep.
You squirted the salad cream inside the ham.
Yep.
And then you rolled the ham up around the salad cream like something off Art Attack, and just popped the whole thing in your mouth like a little dumpling. Little salad cream ham dumpling.
Yep.
Disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
It was just a disgusting thing to witness.
How?
I just couldn't believe it.
I'm just putting
disgusting.
A sauce on a bit of ham.
It's the way it was done. I almost think if you got a plate and you put a few bits of ham on the plate, then you squirted a bit of salad cream on the side and you picked the ham up and dipped it into the salad cream and ate it, it wouldn't be as bad. It was the fact that the ham was in your hand, like flat and slightly folded, like an open book, and then the salad cream went into the middle and then all of the corners of the ham came together like a little parcel and you just dropped it in your mouth. Like a salad cream bomb. Jaeger bomb, salad cream bomb. Yeah.
All
right,
lovely.
Lads, hey, 15 salad cream bombs for the lads. All right, lads, do it yourself, right? You get the ham, you sit there, right? Down in one. Oh.
When I open a cafe in years to come, that's what's going to be on the menu.
And it's going to get shut down.
I just really like ham, and a bloody salad cream is my favourite thing in the world.
Well,
and do you know what? I didn't eat it for years, you know?
Well,
and you didn't eat it till you met me. So.
Since you've... Right. Again, there was moments where this should be a video podcast because the accusatory way you just pointed at me there. And you didn't eat it till you ate me.
You didn't. You didn't eat it till you ate me. Now, how much do you love it? How much do you love it? How much?
I do like it.
He fucking loves it.
You recently found out that salad cream was a lot less calories and better for you in a way than mayonnaise.
Yeah, so I haven't had mayonnaise, Chris.
Oh, no.
Hang on.
I haven't. Our household salad cream consumption has gone through the goddamn roof since.
Oh, do you know, I don't want to be one of them people because I genuinely haven't had mayonnaise on the side of my meal coming up nearly a month.
Mm.
But it might have sneakily been in something that I've ate. So I don't want to say I've not had mayonnaise.
Oh, no one cares. No one gives a fuck.
Just regarding episode 207 of the podcast, she said that she hadn't had mayonnaise on the side of her meal for a month yet on an Instagram post. Yet 4 days previous to that, there was mayonnaise clearly on a sandwich that she was eating on a train.
Wait, okay, you're joking. You're joking, but you haven't lived a day in my Instagram, have you?
Right, what's your beef with me?
My beef with you is that you have not renewed your passport yet, and we are going on holiday this summer.
Yeah.
And have you done it yet?
Nope.
Why? When are you going
to
do it?
I find it archaic and medieval that you have to go to a fucking supermarket with all your hair done and all your fucking gear on and your suit on and that, and go and get take coins. What year is it? And go and get your photo taken while everyone's walking past with their shopping.
So this is what he's pissed off about. It's not just renewing it.
Fucking
he's got it. It must have been 10 years.
Something like that.
I mean, I'm not being funny. You should be looking forward to it. Your hair is diabolical on your passport.
How?
You've lived in about 10 different houses since then.
How dare you?
Dick? How dare you?
How dare you? I find it fucking ridiculous that we'll have to do that. And there's apps and stuff that go on a passport photo app. They're all shite. And they're all rubbish. They're all making you pay. It's like £4 to download the app. And then
I did the kids, you know. I'm sure I did the kids lying down on a bit of white paper.
See, what the hell's going on?
I did.
You remember when Robin got his done? I had to take him to some photo place in South Shields and she lay him down on a white sheet and put the camera above him. He looked fucking terrified.
That's what I think. I had to do that with Rafe. Oh, no, there's pictures. There's pictures on my phone of when you were away and we needed to do the passport. So me and Robin tried to do them and I got Robin to take the pictures and I was holding Rafe.
Oh, yeah, you can see your hands under his arms. Yeah, it was tragic. It's absolutely tragic. So I suppose you can do them in the house then. But I don't know, just the whole thing irritates us. And I've very rarely got my hair done these days, unless I'm going somewhere. And if I'm going somewhere, I've already had a couple of beers while I'm getting ready. I've already had a couple of shower beers, so I'm in no state to be taking baths.
Do you have shower beers?
No, no. Not for a long time.
Seriously?
Not for a long time.
How long?
Don't you? Nothing better than a shower beer.
Seriously? No, I'm not dissing you. Amazing. Sounds amazing.
Lovely hot shower, lovely cold beer.
Not beer. I would have a wine.
No.
I'm going to start drinking champagne. It's less calories than wine. What? I just don't really like it.
You know when they get a prime minister on the news or whatever, they go, how much is a pint of milk? And he goes, oh, he doesn't know how much a pint of milk is. Rosie Ramsey, are you in touch with the people? I'm going to start drinking champagne now, actually. What a fucking obnoxious statement to make. I'm just going to start drinking champagne in Scotland.
Not getting expensive champagne.
What's that? Prawns? I'm on lobster. It's less calories than brunch. Champagne and lobster for me, thank you. That's
it. Jeez Louise. Not dead expensive champagne.
It's why all the peasants are fat drinking wine. I'll be on my champagne.
Well, I'll tell you right now, champagne in a glass is 88 calories and wine is like 120.
Oh, very fucking hell.
Big difference, isn't it?
Wow.
So I'd rather be skint and skinny.
Skint and skinny.
Skint and skinny.
Booked and blessed, skint and skinny.
And that'll come to bite us in the arse in 10 years' time, won't it? Someone will find that from the archives.
Oh, no. I was about to say, you can't get angry at this.
What?
But I was about to say, 10 years. When you haven't lost any weight at all, and someone goes, I thought you'd been drinking champagne. That's what I thought. You can't get angry at that. I thought that's what you were going to say. Oh, I thought that's what you were going to say.
I mean, you didn't have to say it, did you?
Champagne didn't work, did it, eh?
Apparently, I've heard not drinking at all is actually quite
good. Yeah, I was going to say, have you heard of water?
Nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmaradenoid@gmail.com. I've got an ick.
Ooh.
I've got an ick that someone sent us.
Oh, yep. Okay.
A photo ick on Twitter that someone sent us. I don't know who you are, but you know who you are. I know who you are. Well, I don't know who you are, but you know who you are, and you know you sent it. How do you do this? I'm sweating. Basically, someone sent us a photo, and it was really fucking funny.
Uh-huh.
It was a photo. They were driving behind a car, and the car in front of them, a backpack strap was hanging out of the boot, but the boot was closed, and it just said bag strap hanging out of the boot. Ick.
Oh, it's getting silly now. That's ridiculous. So who's the ick against the person in the car?
There's a driver. It'd be like the guy who drove past with the carrier bag in the front of the car. Yep. And it was like ick. This is the car version of the toilet paper on your foot from the from the toilets.
I get it.
Oh, well, you know who you are who sent that. Thank you. It was great. At my Twitter. I just very, very rarely interact with anyone.
Hello. Listening to episode 205 about the family passing round the shoe. Remember that? This has had quite a big response, actually.
Yeah, lunatics.
Reminded me of something that happened in my Tinder phase.
We love a Tinder phase.
I'd only been seeing this guy for a few weeks. Let's call him John.
Okay.
But he was living with his parents, so inevitably met them quite early on.
Got you.
Which, just dead quickly, I want to say, I don't know whether it's an American thing, or I don't think it's a British thing, because they're very much like meeting the parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, the parents. And it's like, in England, we live with our parents for quite a while. So you meet the parents like pretty straight away.
I'm sure you do in America. I'm sure they just use it as a fucking, as a story films. Plot for films and shows.
Yeah, they made it into a much bigger deal than it actually is. I met your mum and dad the night after we had sex. The first night we got together.
Yeah.
The day after, sorry.
But during as well, because my dad was filming it.
Oh, God. Oh, when I think about that, that is awful.
We met the next morning.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Next morning. Yeah.
Oh, God, are we going to have... Is that going to happen to us, isn't it?
You should be ashamed.
We're going to be sat in a living room, and our kids are going to come down after they've been booking someone in their room the night before, and we're going to be like, hiya, do you want a tea? Coffee? Orange juice.
How was the shagging?
Oh, and we're probably going to know their parents as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Small town.
Anyway.
Got that look forward to. That's good.
Can't wait. He was living with his parents, so she met them quite early on. The first time I'd met them, I went to leave the house and saw that one of my shoes was missing.
Okay.
They were all in the kitchen together, so I felt like a right moron going in and saying I'd lost my shoe. But alas, I had no choice. However, when I said I'd somehow lost one of my shoes, John just said, "For fuck's sake, Dad," and left the room. His mum then explained to me that every time a new person comes to the house, John's dad hides one of their shoes and the guest has to find it before they leave. I hate him. The whole family refused to help me or even give me any clues, i.e. hotter, colder, nothing.
Not even hotter, colder?
No. Feeling very awkward, I then had to start opening cupboards in a virtual stranger's house whilst John looked on apologetically and his dad followed me looking very pleased with him.
This is fantastic. I love him.
Thankfully, I found it pretty quickly. Never went back as me and John didn't work out, but have always admired the lens John's dad went to piss his kids off and embarrass them in front of their dad.
I'm stealing that. I'm stealing that 100%.
Yeah.
That's fucking great. Do that? Why didn't the family help? I don't understand why
because
John just
stayed.
Because
the dad's probably like, none of yous are helping.
Right. But yeah, but you help though. You go, Dad, this is embarrassing.
Well, that's not part of his joke. That's not part of the joke, is it?
Right, okay. Yeah, I suppose. But
I would hate him.
Oh,
I would, if I went to some lad's house, right, that I was booking back in the day, and I went downstairs and I was like, hello, hiya, yes, oh yes, me nana used to go to church with your nana, hello, yes, blah, blah. And then the dad's like, and I'm just like, where's me shoe? And the dad's like, you'll have to find it. I'd be like, fuck you, fuck this house and fuck this family. No, I'm off.
You probably would have took the other one off, kicked it and walked home barefoot because fuck it, they're Kate's shoes that I've nicked off her anyway.
Not even my shoes, John's dad. What are you going to do? No, I'd be raging. I don't find practical jokes by dads funny.
Nah, yeah, you keep calling me dad jokes recently, but, you know.
Do you know what I mean, though? Do you know when someone's dad, like, does weird shit and you're like, I don't think you're funny?
Yeah.
I've known loads of them over my time.
I personally, I think hiding the shoe, I think it's quite cool. I think it's quite funny. I mean, I don't know why you'd want a virtual stranger going through all your cupboards. That's weird.
Exactly.
Because it's like, all right, dickhead, I'm going through all your shit now. Like, to wind him up, the first place I'd have done, I'd have went, right, I'm looking in your bedroom for it. And I went straight up to his bedroom and opened the drawers next to his bed. He just shot, went and got that fucking shoe out for me.
What do you think's in his bedroom drawer?
Well, I'd find out, but I'd be like, you know when you see the police do it, where they just pull it out and just empty the whole contents on the floor?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you want to fucking play, John's dad? Eh? Fuck around and find out.
In real life, that would be horrible. I mean, it's quite funny.
I'd call his bluff. I'd FBI raid his fucking house. Everything.
Let's try it when the bairns are older.
100%.
And if it's 100%. Funny, do you know what I mean?
Great stuff.
We'll have been married a long time then. Yeah. We'll probably be needing a bit of lift.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A bit of
you're
humour.
So, you're so positive about the future.
Sorry.
I know I think I'm going to die every 5 minutes, but you just think you're going to get more and more miserable on the way to a fucking pension
that
never comes.
I just know how I feel now at 36, and I just think, God forbid, when I'm 46, I'm going to be literally the most miserable bastard there ever was.
Got that I look forward to.
Can't wait. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous.
Yep.
Always. I am a 19-year-old student at a uni in the Midlands, and I have just witnessed one of the muckiest things potentially ever to be done.
Okay.
Ooh. The other night, my friends and I went out to a local club to go absolutely feral and get completely wankered.
Happy days.
I hear you. However, when we say feral, this isn't quite what I had in mind. Once we'd got into the club, already steaming from pre-drinks, my friend and I undoubtedly needed the loo. Rosie, I'm sure you can vouch for this need on behalf of all women on a night out. Absolutely.
Men need wees too. Can I just say? Nah. Ridiculous.
Don't you rain on my parade.
I'll piss on your parade. I need a piss.
No, it is true. When you're on a night out, once you break that seal.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, if you've got a jumpsuit on. Fuck.
Oh, no.
Stupid. Awful. As ever, her and I went to the same cubicle where I was able to break the seal first before standing up and allowing her to take her turn.
Aww.
What?
Just when you need a piss and someone else is having a piss, it's the worst.
Yeah.
It intensifies how much you need your piss by like a million times.
Yeah.
The amount of times I have to wait for Robin to have a wee and I'm standing there like, I'm going to piss myself. Yeah. I'm actually going to piss my pants.
So they got in the same cubicle. She's went first. Anyway, as her and I were chatting away, I watched as she continued with her business in what seemed to be a normal manner before it all went wrong. Watching as she grabbed some loo roll and wiped away the excess liquid around her vag, I looked on in horror as she then used the same bit of paper which had just made contact to bring it up to her nose and blow her nose in the piss-ridden paper
like it
was nothing.
Oh.
I was mortified.
Oh, God.
To her, though, this seemed nothing out of the ordinary as she continued our conversation, throwing the snotty potty paper in the loo and flushing it away.
Oh, no. Wet with
nasty.
Everyone piss. Would she not? I'm not a woman, but would she not have took all the makeup off the end of her nose?
Yeah, probably.
With,
and then
with piss.
All I can imagine is later on, if she's necking on with someone, they'll be thinking, what's a dink of piss?
Why is this woman's nose made of piss?
Mrs. Piss.
That's the thing, you know. You don't know what anyone's done, do you? That's the thing. It's weird, isn't it? You see someone and you think they're beautiful or whatever on a night out. You don't know what they've done.
Yeah.
They could have been in the house all day picking their bum. They could have been picking their bum and eating it, and you'll never know.
Oh, no.
And you're neck on with them. Strangers.
I saw a TikTok the other day. You don't watch TikTok, but I watch it quite a lot. It was a video of a man and a woman.
Right.
The man stuck his hand down the wife's bum, scratched her butt inside of her bum.
Sorry, this is on TikTok.
And then she smelled it.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the hell? People have their children on TikTok. Why is he doing... And that's a video. And you watched that.
Yeah,
and that's got
someone
views.
Someone sent it to us.
Someone shared it.
Yeah.
A share. The most lucrative thing on the internet.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, man.
Just out in public. Out in...
They're out in public. Yeah. So, and he's videoing it.
No. Someone else's videoing it. Like a stranger's videoing it.
Okay, sorry.
He stuck his hands down her arse, scratched her arse, and then she smelled
then
it.
Put his hands in front of her face. And she, right, that's fair enough. Sorry,
why was that fair enough? It's
well,
awful.
It's not. No, it's absolutely not. No,
it's, oh, that's all right. Oh, I thought you meant something disgusting.
No, I thought they were doing it to each other and videoing it like, hey, guys, this week I'm going to scratch your ass and sniff it.
No,
right.
Somebody's videoing
right,
them.
Right, so they're just
like,
out
in public.
Right, yeah, horrendous. Yeah, oh, I'm not surprised by that. Sorry.
Why aren't you surprised by that? It really affected me. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, horrible.
Do you want to see the video?
Right, come on.
I'll find it.
Show us the video.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Right, I've just watched it. Rotten couple of pigs.
Yeah.
Dressed quite respectfully,
that's
which
what
I was
I'm
upset
saying.
About.
That's the most upsetting thing about
he
it, because they look really quite all right,
he looks like
they?
He's dressed like probably like a teacher, mm-hmm. and she looks like she's just dropped mm-hmm. her kids off at football or something.
Do you think that's their... Do you think they've met somewhere, monkey? And that's their thing? Going in public and smelling each other's arse.
Just awful. So, yeah, she's got her hands... she's got her back to him. And the fact that it's been videoed tells me that they've done it a couple of times in this sitting. And
yeah,
someone just caught
someone's
the last
gone,
one.
What?
He's got his hand down her arse crack. Mm. He's going for it. And then he puts it out. Then he literally almost taps on the shoulder. And she turns around like... like a fucking Labrador. What you got for us? And he goes... Horror. TikTok is the fucking worst...
Oh, it's the pits of the pits.
Do you know what it is? Have you ever seen The Shining?
Oh, many, many years
There's a
ago.
Bit at the end of The Shining where it's all going fucking nuts and the little kid, Danny, is legging it through the hotel and all the doors are opening, fucking mad
so
shit's
here's
happening.
Johnny. Is that that film?
Yes. Oh, yes. All of this happens
right,
at the end when it's like a cacophony of craziness happening. That's what TikTok's like, running down a fucking haunted corridor and every door is just some dirty... annoying cunts doing something horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, God.
It's so addictive, though.
I'm honestly, I wasn't offended by the idea of him scratching the arse and letting her sniff it, but now that you've showed us it, I'm really gutted. Yeah. And I just think, oh. Like,
it's just so many levels above, does me breath smell?
We've got a little code. We check each other's teeth after a meal in public to make
how's
sure
you,
nothing's in
mom?
My teeth. How's your mom? And you smile. You go, how's your mom? And you smile. And you go, fine. How's yours? Smile.
That's
me. Jim, is my arse crack smelly? I don't know, let's have a... Well, I'm not sniffing at you, dirty bitch, yeah? Ah, it's fine. You going to wash your hands, Jim?
No. Nah, fuck it. Oh, here's the bus. I'll ring the bell. Oh, you know.
Wait, where are we going now, Jim? I'm just off to use every handrail in the city. Oh, crossing, green man. Press. Tony, haven't seen you for a while. Put it there, pal. Hey, is this your kid? Hey, you've grown up. Look, I'll just ruffle your hair there. There we go. Well, yeah, we'll have a crisp. Thank you.
I am available to help out at the soup kitchen. Let me just get my penny.
Right, off to me job as a hand model now.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, please keep me anonymous. I was pointed in the direction of episode 205, specifically the bit on the fireman's pole.
Yes.
Fireman's poles on fire stations are very necessary. I don't go to work to walk down a set of stairs. I can do that at home.
Wow.
And often the pole can be the most thrilling part of our day, a childhood dream. And then it says, include sound effect. Whee!
Fair enough.
A vital part of any station. But in truth, they do have a practical advantage. It can be quicker as we only have 45 seconds to respond to the bells, get kitted up on the truck and out the doors.
Shit the bed.
But not always a positive experience. Let me share one pole-related story I do have that goes back about 15 years.
Fantastic. Thank you for emailing in.
Yeah. At my station in particular, we were lucky to have a large social space upstairs. This was standard practice years ago before my time and a rare find these days. Mm. We had a private function, a retirement do for a local paramedic. Like yourselves, the question was asked by a few in attendance, can we slide down the pole? It was only polite to oblige. A few of guys and girls queued excitedly for their turn. When a few minutes in, there was an ear-piercing scream. The pole, as shiny and smooth as it may appear, isn't exempt from the laws of friction. This isn't a problem for us as we are appropriately dressed when operational. However, for a female attending a party and possibly wearing a skirt with no knickers, this may have caused some minor discomfort when she, how do I say, gripped too tightly with her front bottom, consequently ripping it over, causing some minor tearing.
No.
Oh, she split open her vag. On the pole. She split open a vag on the pole.
Well.
Fuck me.
Where is she though?
So, she was in good company.
Retired paramedic.
She was dealt with adequately by her friends and colleagues.
Perfect.
Never did she return again, understandably.
See my brain? I wasn't worried in the slightest there with the outcome because I knew where she was.
So, hang on. We've all had a drink, right?
Yeah.
We've all had a drink.
Yeah.
I've got a skirt on with no underwear.
Yeah.
Would I be getting on the fireman's pole?
You'd realise, wouldn't you? But then again, how excited is she?
She's very
excited.
Is she
a big fan of Fireman Sam?
I think she's grew up
watching
Fireman Sam buzzing every time that alarm goes. When you hear the fire bell ring, gush.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, God.
I had to burn that pole, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, I had to get a priest to come in, bless it, and burn it.
The power of Christ compels you. Babadoo, 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 ba. I think this next story is okay.
Okay.
But I'm going to see what you guys say.
Now, we did have to edit one out last week, and people are calling for it.
Mm-hmm.
I said we might mention it on the tour. We'll see.
This story, I think, is a 90s story.
Okay.
And, you know, the world has changed a lot since the 90s.
Okay.
But we were in the 90s, and okay. I could imagine this happening, but I just think it's quite funny, okay?
Okay.
So just to anyone listening now who wasn't in the 90s, shit like this used to happen, okay? Or did I don't know.
I'm going to bet that this isn't going to make the cut, but here we go.
Here we go.
If the next thing you hear is me going, and it didn't make the cut, bye everyone, then it didn't make the cut. Place your bets now, 3, 2, 1.
Dear Chris and Rosie, I was on the phone to an old friend the other day when she told me a story that has made me look at Mars bars in a completely different light.
Fucking hell, I'm strapping in here. Right.
It all started with a trip to Wales when she was in year 5. We are now in our 30s, so this is going back a few years.
Wow.
She and her class had gone on a field trip to Wales, where they were in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by nothing but sheep and green Welsh countryside.
Literally a field trip.
Yeah. After a few miles of walking and exploring the landscape, one of her classmates suddenly collapsed. Everyone started to panic as it became clear that the boy, who we can all call Matt, had lost consciousness.
Oh, gosh.
In amongst the hysteria, one of the teachers shouted, "Has anyone got anything sugary?" To which another boy in my friend's class replied, "Yes," and pulled out a Mars bar from his rucksack. The teacher grabbed the chocolate bar and quickly unwrapped it. But instead of putting it in Matt's mouth...
Fuck off.
She put it on the ground next to him. He was lying on his front,
pulled
his waterproof walking trousers down and underwear and shoved the whole Mars bar up his bum.
Fuck off. There is no fucking way this happened. There is absolutely no way.
The whole class watched on in horror as the scene unfolded. Thankfully, after a few minutes, Matt regained consciousness.
I'll tell you right now, it was nothing to do with the sugar. It was the fact that he was in the middle of a field and a teacher just fucking stuck a Mars bar up his ass. Oh, the sugars went in my system quicker. No, me fucking PE teacher's put a Mars bar up me off.
You have to listen to rest, you ready?
It's bollocks.
The next day, the teacher who had put the Mars bar up Matt's bum had to give a full school assembly on why she had put the Mars bar up his bum. Turns out that because Matt had passed out, she couldn't have put it in his mouth as he could have choked. Yeah. And she needed to get sugar into his system as soon as possible as his blood sugar levels had dropped. So apparently it goes into the bloodstream just as quickly through the bum. Matt is now 30 and has not lived this story down. He is known as Mars Bar Boy. And every year he gets Mars Bar themed presents.
Is now 30 and he's never ate a Mars bar since.
Matt is now 30 and can only eat Mars bars through his ass. Only enjoy a Mars bar.
You know, I don't know if this is an urban myth. I don't know if they're having one on. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it genuinely happened and the teacher's a fucking idiot. The main point of this story for me, I hope it's true and it's so beautiful, the idea that there will have been a good 2 or 3 minutes where they had to wait for the heat from his arse to melt it.
What do you mean?
Because your arse hasn't got teeth, so you can't just stick a Mars bar up like a fucking USB.
It's had to come out of mouth.
It's had to melt.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, oh, so he's off, pull his pants back out, right, wait for his body heat from his arse to melt it, then the glucose will enter his blood. There he is, he's back.
I think this has happened. Oh, I think this has genuinely happened.
Oh, sorry, I passed out. Oh, I've shat myself. No, that's a Mars bar. We'll put that up your arse to resuscitate you. Yes, I am. I am a trained doctor.
Imagine. I'm not being funny. If I was the kid who'd given the Mars bar, I'd be fucking devastated.
Imagine being in that assembly.
I thought you were just going to have a bite.
imagine being in that assembly the next day. The whole school sitting there, the teacher standing, Matt's just on a chair next to the teacher, silently facing the room.
On a pillow.
On his side. Lying on his side. Knees to the stomach. Oh, God, I hope that's true.
I do too. I think it is. God, I genuinely think that is.
Full assembly.
90s were mental, man.
Well, in the assembly where we're going to discuss why I put a Mars bar up Matt's arse. In that field in Wales yesterday.
Did I put this in the book? Was it in the book? But I've told you before. When someone in my class, someone stole someone's crunchy. Mm. So the teacher stood 6 of us in a row and smelt all her breath.
School in the 90s was fucking wild.
That would not happen now. Like, right, everybody stand in a row and like, what the fuck?
No, you've had a Twix. Sit down.
So ridiculous.
That's a mint aero, that. That's a mint aero. Oh, you're free to go.
Funny.
Hold on. What's that? Might be you. It was a toffee Christmas. It was a toffee. Right, okay. I've got the wrapper. Right, okay. Yeah. I had a Mars bar, miss. Your breath doesn't smell. Smell me arse. Yeah, you did, didn't you? Sit down, Matt.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Is that a burp? Yeah. That was a burp. Sorry, very professional.
I really tried to hold it in.
Great. Acast to be buzzing.
Apologies.
That you said that during it. I'll say it again without any bodily functions.
Then.
We are part of the Acast. We are part. No, it's fine. No, I'm leaving it in. We are part of the Acast Creator Network and happy to be. So yeah, guys, if you can click follow on your podcast app, that would mean the world. Thank you so much. You'll not miss out on any little extra episodes they're throwing your way. And if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Keep sending fantastic Mars bar and arse related stories. And yeah, thank you very much. Back in your ears next week.
Bye. See you later.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.